once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Our radio news report of Donner's injury has had unintended consequences during this very busy Christmas season. Shortly after our report the other day with Elf Crash Murphy, the post office here at the North Pole was flooded with messages and letters of concern both for Donner and for Santa's flight now just 12 days away. It's time we update this story so that all can know what's going on. We'll begin first with Elf Crash Murphy, who is down at the reindeer barn with the latest on Donner's condition. Crash?
Frank, first of all, I want to apologize if I upset anyone with our report the other day. I saw what happened, and I was upset myself with Donner's condition at the time. I consider all the reindeer my friends and fellow elves, and I was feeling pretty bad about the whole situation. I can tell you that right now Donner is resting just fine. He's being well attended to, and they are just waiting for the swelling to go down before they can know for sure how things really are. I know that's a little uncertain to report, but it's the truth, Frank, and as Santa always says, the truth is always a good thing.
Crash, there is a great deal of concern that Donner won't be ready to fly when Santa launches from the North Pole. Are there any updates on whether that is something Santa will need to deal with?
No, Frank, they cannot say one way or the other. Now, I did talk to Santa himself about this, and Santa says that this will not set back his plans on Christmas Eve, and no one, especially Donner himself, needs to worry about it.
Thanks, Crash. Joining me now for a brief comment is Elf Dr. Grant Smedley, Christmas, Santa, and North Pole historian at the University of the North Pole. Dr. Smedley, when was the last time Santa couldn't fly with one of his original reindeer? Has Donner or any of the other reindeer been incapacitated before?
Yes, it has happened many times before, Frank. It's been nearly 100 years, so there aren't too many people around left to remember it. In 1923, Dasher developed a serious lung condition that they would probably call bronchitis today. Reindeer, you know, are like people in that they are subject to sicknesses. Now, modern medicine and the fact that the reindeer are athletes and take exceptional care of their bodies means that it is a rare thing for them to ever get sick. Injuries, however, are more common than many people know. Things like pulled muscles and sprained ankles and twisted knees happen all the time and people just don't hear about them. But freak little things happen too. About 6 years ago, for example, Rudolph was quite nearly sidelined with a nasty sinus infection. Now that sounds minor, but it really affected him. But fortunately, it was a Christmas with little concerns for the weather, and so the particular need for his unique nasal talents was pretty low. Hardly anyone knew that he had problems that year.
Fascinating history as always. Thank you, Dr. Smedley. And that's the latest on Donner's condition. As things change, we will update you right here on North Pole Radio News. For SantaUpdate.com, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for the Kringle Radio Network.